The St. Louis region is losing population, its economy is sluggish, and violent crime is on the rise. A group of business leaders with bipartisan political backing see a common issue behind those problems, and that's the region's multitude of local governments. They're pushing a plan to explore the reunification of the city and county to make the region of 1.3 million people more efficient and economically competitive. Can it work? Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race explores. Shandy, what did you find?
So you've got this county that has a whole bunch of municipalities. It's, you know, mostly suburban. And then you have the city of St. Louis next to it, which is its own city with its own police department, its own fire department, all of that. So you've got these 90 municipalities within the county. Some of them are really small. There's one place, Champ, that has 13 people, and they've got five elected officials. And so there's been a lot of talk for years about, you know, combining the city and county, consolidating some of these municipalities as a way to sort of deal with a lot of St. Louis's problems, because there's a belief that, you know, there might be some issues with all this fragmented government that's causing some of the problems.
How so? Who said something about that?
Okay, so I think that one of the big issues in St. Louis is crime and poverty. And you also have a lot of very big economic disparities. You'll have like some areas, places like Ferguson, for example, where there's a lot of poverty, there's high crime, and then you'll have, you know, wealthier suburbs. Often they're, you know, mostly white. And the problem is that these wealthier suburbs, they basically support themselves through sales tax. They don't even have property tax. And, you know, they kind of just keep themselves going off of sales tax. And then you have these other areas that are just, you know, completely impoverished. And the way that they've been raising revenue is through these through traffic tickets and through punitive court fines. And so that actually causes a lot of the animosity that we saw in places like Ferguson between the police and the judicial system. And so one thing that people think is if you could consolidate the police departments, if you could consolidate the municipal court system, and if you could sort of pool some of the revenue, you wouldn't have these kinds of big disparities. You'd have sort of more consistency across these departments, more professionalism, and maybe you would be creating a little less tension.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race. She's written a piece entitled Campaign Asks If St. Louis Area Really Needs 91 Local Governments. All right, so I know that some folks feel there might be advantages, but these are like local fiefdoms, right, that a lot of people are very protective of. I think in New Jersey, I think we have more like school boards than we do municipalities, or some crazy stat like that. What about that, though? That's a pretty big thing, right? The local power.
That is going to be the biggest challenge that these folks running this campaign have. They've got a lot of political power behind them. The mayor of St. Louis, the county executive, the Republican president of the Missouri State Senate seems to be supportive of at least exploring this. But like you say, you know, these little municipalities, they're fiefdoms. And, you know, they're people whose jobs depend on this. There are hundreds of elected officials, I think over 600 for this area. So you have to think, are these people going to want to lose their jobs? You know, probably not. And what tends to happen in these types of consolidations is that in order to get enough votes, the people who are sort of pushing the effort have to promise that certain municipalities will be excluded. So, you know, if one of the big, rich suburbs in St. Louis County is excluded, that may not help their efforts to raise revenue. And so then the question becomes, well, is this really going to be worth it? But, yeah. I mean, absolutely, you hit the nail right on the head. The big issue is going to be these smaller municipalities just don't want to give up control.
Has this come up before in that area?
It is something that they have sort of like looked at from time to time. I think there was an effort in the 70s or in the 80s. But actually, the riots in Ferguson and, you know, the protests that we saw earlier this year, a lot of that racial tension has sort of re-sparked this debate. And, you know, the area is losing population. They're really not growing economically. They're having just a lot of problems. Violent crime is on the rise. I think St. Louis is now the second most dangerous city in the country. And so, you know, people are sort of thinking, okay, well, we got to take another look at this now.
Thanks, Shandy. Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter @ThisMorningShow. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.